The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money.
Old man depression, you are.
The skies are sunny and old man pandemic, you are through. You have done us wrong, or are you through? We don't know. But we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We're going to have our fearless forecast for you this week. Yes, yes, yes. Excited about that. We're going to have our fearless forecast. I'm actually going to be going out on a limb this time. Usually I feel very confident about the fearless forecast, but this one, I'm going to go through some of the reasons why it may not happen as I think, but we'll get to that in just a moment. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself to you. If you don't know who I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired, who are retiring soon. These are if you fit in that demo, then you are one of the most wonderful, exciting people in the entire universe. And you know, I was talking to a good friend yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he just retired. And you know, there's something about people who have just retired. It's really interesting to me because what you see, it's literally their skin has changed color. They have this smile on their face. They're in a t-shirt. It's like the first time I've ever seen him. It was actually a business call, but he's retired, but he's still doing some stuff for us. And he wasn't wearing his suit and all that. He was like in a t-shirt. He was smiling. His grandchildren were running around in the background. And I thought, wow, here it is once again. It's a change. It's a different person once you retire. So we wish that for all of you. Our goal for everyone listening to this show, for our clients, is that we want you to have financial peace of mind. We want your money to last as long as you do. And we want you to go play and have fun. And your second childhood without parental supervision is what we want you to have as your retirement. So those are all the things we want to get done for you. And if we can facilitate that, then we've done a wonderful thing. Now, our website is rpoa.com, and if you go there, we podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe to it. We also have videos. We have articles. We have all kinds of stuff that I think would benefit you greatly if you are retired or retiring soon. So I encourage you to do that. And last but not least, in case you didn't know, Barron's recently named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors. And they actually did that 8 years in a row, which is
cool. I feel good.
Yes, and I do, and it's crazy. You know, Barron's, I love those guys, and they're smart, but without our clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. Happy New Year. And so we're going to have our fearless forecast this in our first segment. We're going to go over what we think is going to happen. We're also going to have for you in our second segment, since it's the beginning of the year, we're going to talk about how to create your retirement plan. Okay, so we're going to go through the steps that we would suggest would be the way to create your retirement plan, either before retirement or after, whichever you are in. As we do every week, we're also going to be talking this week about strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. And this is where I take questions from you guys. So if you have questions, send them in. My email address is ken@rpoa.com. And if you send me your questions, I'll endeavor to answer those for you. And so that makes it easy for me. And then also, I want to talk with you about something that we think is fundamental to retirement planning. And that is protecting what you've built. Growth is important. We believe that. But protecting what you have is even more important, because that's what's going to support your lifestyle for the rest of your life. That's what's going to give you the income that you need. That's what's going to give you the ability to have that second childhood without parental supervision. So protecting that, we think, is extremely important. So we're going to have in our fourth segment on the show, we're going to talk about how to protect yourself from a market crash in 2022, should that happen. And we'll talk about three different things that you should be thinking about. And then, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
But on this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to be talking about a trust that you set up for your spouse. Okay, so in the event of your passing, you want to make sure your spouse is taken care of, and you want to set up a trust for him or her. And we'll talk about the Q-tip trust, which is a kind of trust that is specifically designed to help your spouse in the event of your demise. So we have a great show for you, and I'm sure you will stay tuned for the entire program. You're not going to miss a second. This is going to be one of the best shows ever. So let's go into our fearless forecast for 2022. So I'm just going to not waste any more time. I'm not going to delay. I'm not going to dilly-dally. I'm not going to hem and haw. I'm going to come right out with it. I'm going to tell you what the fearless forecast is. I'm not going to waste one more minute telling you what the fearless forecast is, because, you know, time is money. And if we spend too much time, you know, going all over the place without telling you what the fearless forecast is, we're wasting everybody's time here. So let's get right to it, shall we? So here's the fearless forecast. Dow 40,000. All right, so write it down. Dow 40,000. Now, last year, you may recall, our fearless forecast was Dow 35,000, and we nailed it. And as we have many, many other times over the last 12 years that we've done our fearless forecast, if you go back and look at our record, we've been remarkably accurate. So we'll see how this one works out. So let me go over why Dow 40,000. Okay, so first of all, it's a nice round number. So it's a little bit of a stretch, I will agree. But nevertheless, I'll give you the reasons. First of all, the supply chain is mending. And little by little, things are coming back online. And we also saw the shopping season this year was an increase of 8% over last year. And everybody was worried that the supply chain issues would kill the holiday shopping season, and it didn't. So we think that the supply chain issues are going to slowly ameliorate and go away. Also, people are going back to work. We got jobs numbers, and you know, lots of people are going back to work or changing jobs and getting better pay and that kind of stuff. And then we think that inflation has not peaked yet. In fact, we're going to get some numbers this week. I think 7% probably is where the inflation rate is right now. But you guys all know it's higher than that. But we believe that the inflation issues should also abate. Some things are going to stay, like wages, which I guess is a good thing. Higher wages are hard to take away once given. But a lot of the other costs of food and gas and other things like that, we think should start to come down as we head into the new year. So all of those are the reasons why the fearless forecast of Dow 40,000. Now, what could go wrong? Well, as you know, the big gorilla is the Federal Reserve. They are the whatever, the 40,000 pound, I don't know how much gorillas weigh. But anyway, they're the big gorilla that can mess everything up. And one of the things that is happening is that the Federal Reserve is way, way, way behind the curve. They thought inflation was going to not be a big deal. They thought it wasn't going to be so bad. Then they thought it was transitory, and then this and that, and the third and the fourth. And now all of a sudden, you know, they're saying, oh, we're way behind. We got to catch up. and the market is basically hammering them. Catch up, catch up, catch up. And so the one thing that could cause the apple cart to be knocked over is if the Federal Reserve if they act too quickly and they do what's called a policy mistake, where they either don't do it fast enough or they do it too quickly in terms of taking the foot off of the pedal. And so we'll see. And that's the wild card. Now, I'm going to say that they're going to handle it. And yes, they're way behind the curve. And yes, they should have acted sooner. And yes, we should have interest rates at about 1.5% right now, and they're not. And so they're going to have to raise rates a lot faster than they're talking about. And so I believe all of that is the case. But over the course of time, things will muddle themselves out. It'll be messy, but it'll get done. And so therefore, we don't think that they're going to make a policy mistake. But if you want to know what could cause us to have a market crash this year, well, guess what? It's the 8,000-pound gorilla in the room, which is the Federal Reserve. So barring that kind of a thing, then we think that we should have a decent year this year. And so that's the Fearless Forecast. Take it to the bank. Dow 40,000. Of course, if you try to deposit that in the bank, it's worthless, right? It's worth what you said it was. So anyway, as we said, the Fed could create a big mess. If they handle this incorrectly, they could break something. You know, and that's the thing. You know, doctors say do no harm. Well, the Federal Reserve should say, you know, do not break anything. And so if they act too quickly, if they feel the pressure of the market and they overreact or they underreact, we could have a big problem. So how do you protect yourself from that? Well, in our world, we have a strategy we call invest and protect. And this strategy has served us to, advise our clients and those of you listening to the show to get out of the market last year, the day before the pandemic was announced. And we said, go to cash, get rid of all your stocks. And as you guys know, we had a big bad down after that. And so because we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon, you know, as I said at the top of the show, one of the things that is our core principle is that growth is important. We want to grow your money for sure, but protecting what you've got is even more important. And if that philosophy resonates with you, then go attend one of our seminars. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. We have seminars on retirement planning, on protecting, diversification, income tax savings, Social Security. We have all kinds of resources available to you. Or better yet, click on meet with an advisor, and if you do that, then we'll schedule a time for you to sit down either virtually or in person with one of our retirement planners, and we'll build a retirement plan for you, no charge or obligation, and we'll part friends regardless of what happens. So go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and avail yourself of all of those resources. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to create your plan for 2022. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am Senior Retirement Planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with the most wonderful, exciting, happy people in the entire universe. And that's people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then we would love to meet you. We'd love to help you. Our entire firm, this show, everything we do is geared around helping you to have a second childhood without parental supervision. That is what we call your retirement. And as we always say, we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And I think you understand the difference between that. So everything we talk about is how to preserve what you have, how to grow it to compensate for inflation, but most importantly, to keep what you've got so that it can provide you with the lifestyle that you want for the rest of your life. Now, recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth advisors. And while we are flattered by that, of course, we know that without our beloved and most valued clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. We are so appreciative. If you are not a client, our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can find out all about us. You can see, you can watch videos, you can read articles, we podcast a show, all kinds of stuff available to you. I encourage you to go there. Now, I want to talk with you now about basically, you know, what Vince Lombardi used to say, you know, gentlemen, this is a football, right? So let's talk in this segment about creating your retirement plan. How do you go about doing that? Where do you start? What do you do? Well, in our view, the most important thing of all when it comes to retirement planning is cash flow planning. And as I've always said on this show, and we believe, is happiness is a positive cash flow. Some of you may remember those old posters when you were younger where they had all those happiness is this and happiness is that. Well, in our world, happiness is a positive cash flow. If you have positive cash flow, the chances are you're not going to run out of money, right? So that's what we want to do. We want to keep your, we want your money to last as long as you do. And if you have positive cash flow, you make it almost impossible for your, for you to run out of money. So the first step then is to, if you're contemplating retirement, is to say, okay, what are going to be my expenses while, when I am retired? And, you know, a lot of times when we ask people to do this, if you come in to visit with us and do what we call an RCFP, the Retirement Cash Flow Plan, if you do the RCFP with us, pardon me, we'll ask you to bring all your income, your expenses, all that with you, because what we want to know, and a lot of times people confuse when we say, what's your cost of living going to be when you are retired? And we get things like, well, my cost of living is going to be $1,000 a month. And we're like, no, it isn't. Well, that's my groceries and my utilities. Okay, well, but are you going to go out to eat? Are you going to travel? Are you going to give money to your church or to your kids? Are you going to, you know, are you going to entertain? Are you going to play golf? I mean, are you going to do any of those kind of things? Well, yeah. Okay, well, guess what? That's part of your cost of living. What about your property taxes and the insurance that comes around once a year and those kind of things? Oh, well, that's part of the cost of living too. And we also, you know, we have a lot of clients that do make gifts to their kids or they give to charities and all of that kind of stuff. We count that as part of your cost of living as well. We have to, if you want to do that, if you want to give money, then we have to count that, right? We have to accommodate for that in the plan, because if we don't, then that money coming out, where does it come from? It's not part of the plan. So we want to know where all the outflows are going to be. All right. Now, if you're retired, you should know that already, right? You're living it. Now, part two is we want to know all the sources of income that you have, that you're going to have, rather, while you are retired. So, of course, for many of you, Social Security is going to be a big part of that. And then, we'll, you know, we want to get into decisions as to when and how to take Social Security and all that kind of stuff. That's part and parcel of the planning process. But we want to know, you know, at least an estimate of what your Social Security benefits are going to be. So we know what you're, and then we want to know, do you have a pension? Do you have any income that comes from real estate or, you know, whatever else it may be? Are you going to work part-time or are you going to quit altogether? You know, are your sources of income going to change? So all of those kind of things we factor in. So then the next thing we want to do is we want to say, okay, when you are retired, you're going to have the expenses that we said, and we're going to have the sources of income that we just said. And again, we're not counting your investments in this yet. This is not part of the equation as of yet. And we want to see if there's going to be a deficit in that, meaning that your expenses are going to be more than Social Security and your part-time work or, you know, your whatever other sources of income you have. So we want to look at that. And usually for most of our clients, there's a deficit. In other words, the expenses are higher than those non-investment sources of income. If that happens, then your investments need to make up the difference. So now we want to look at the investments that you have and can they generate enough income to make up that difference? If the answer is yes, then you're golden. Positive cash flow, here we come. Now, on the other hand, if the answer is no, then that means negative cash flow, and negative cash flow is not good. We don't like that. Okay, we want to avoid negative cash flow as much as possible. And so therefore, it may be that you're not ready to retire yet. Maybe you need to save up some more. Or maybe we need to look at your expenses and see if we need to reduce your expenses so as to get that positive cash flow. Or maybe we find other sources of income while you are retired. Maybe you can do some part-time work or do some consulting or, you know, who knows, right? So everybody's different. But what we want to do is we want to make sure to the extent that we can build a retirement cash flow plan that has a positive cash flow for you. In that, we want to take into account inflation, we want to take into account income taxes, we want to take into account unusual non-recurring expenses are going to come up. All of that is part of the equation to look at, and it's really fun to do it. You know, it's I live for it, I got to tell you. And so now, All of that you can do yourself. I don't recommend it, but you can. Or what you can do is you can go to our website, rpoa.com, and you can click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, then we'll schedule a time to visit with you, either virtually or in person. And what we'll do is we'll do the RCFP with you. We'll look at all your sources of income. You know, I have had many, many people tell me that the exercise of doing that was worthwhile. It opened their eyes. They understood better where the dollars are coming in and coming out. We'll help you make decisions on when and how to take Social Security. We'll review your insurance policies and see which ones you need and don't need. Maybe you need ones that you don't have. Maybe you can cancel the ones that you do. We'll look at all of that. We'll also look at your income tax picture, your estate planning. If you want to leave anything to those greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs of yours, we'll look at how to maximize that for you. So we'll give you an all-encompassing financial plan to the extent that we can. And if you like what you see and you want to work with us, that is wonderful. We are so happy. That's great. If you don't, that's fine too. Okay, so either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely the beginning of a beautiful friendship. So go to rpoa.com and take advantage of all of that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about strategies to maximize Social Security benefits. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. So what does that mean? Well, it means we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then you are the person we want to help. We want you to enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play, have fun, relax, enjoy. We want you to have peace of mind. We want your money to last as long as you do. And other than that, we got no goals. And so we wish that for all of you. Our website is rpoa.com, and if you go there, you can podcast the show. I encourage you to subscribe to it. Also, what you can do is you can attend our virtual seminars. We have seminars on Social Security, we have seminars on retirement planning, on all kinds of stuff, and we also have videos that you can watch. We have resources available to you so that you can educate yourself and be prepared for retirement or maximize the retirement that you are already in. Now, one of the topics that comes up pretty much every single conversation that we have with clients, it seems like, is Social Security. And it is, for many of you, going to be or is the largest source of income that you have during your retirement. And so making sure that you do that properly is extremely important and not easy. It's super complicated, and if you don't do it correctly, you literally could leave tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. And so I want to go over some questions. And by the way, if you'd like me to answer your questions, send me your questions. My email address is ken@rpoa.com, and I'll endeavor to answer your questions for you. So first question is, I understand the idea of building delayed retirement credits by waiting until age 70. So if the longer you wait, the more the benefit you're going to receive is. Now, it does stop when you turn 70. So once you've reached the age of 70, there is really no strategic reason that I can think of that you would wait beyond that for any purpose whatsoever. So, but going back to the question, if I continue to work while Social Security is suspended, is the benefit still able to grow if the earnings from 66 to 70 are part of my 35 highest years? Or are those 35 years locked in once I file? The delayed retirement credits stop at 70, but can your benefit grow after 70 by continuing to replace lower earnings years in the 35 highest earnings year test to calculate my Social Security benefits? So basically what he's asking here is that the longer you wait, the more your benefits increase. That's one reason why you may want to wait. But if you wait, then does the fact that you're still working also potentially increase your Social Security benefits that you will ultimately receive? And the answer is, as long as you keep working and paying into Social Security, your earnings record will be updated. So if you had some lower earning years in the past, they do take your 35 highest years. So if you're continuing to work after 66 and you work till you're 70, during those years, if you're a high wage earner, then what could happen is, yes, it could actually increase the amount of benefit that you'll get, along with the fact that they increase the benefits by you waiting. So there's delayed credits, but also increased benefits because you're working and you're earning more than you did in your lower earning years. So yeah, if you are so inclined, I think you should work. If you like it, you enjoy it, keeps you young, keep doing it. And not only that, but Social Security will increase your benefits and pay you more. So they'll pay you for doing it. It's a good thing. Now, by the way, in case you missed that one, there's a reason why Social Security pays you to do that. They don't want to give anybody Social Security benefits any earlier than they have to, right? So they win. It's a win-win for everybody involved. So Social Security is extremely complicated. In fact, on the Social Security website, if you go there, it says that there's over 9,000 ways that you can, combinations, if you will, that you can go and get your Social Security benefits.
You've got to ask yourself one question.
Yes.
Do I feel lucky?
And you don't want to ask yourself that question. You want to have an you want to be educated when you make these decisions, because you know, once you get past 1 year from when you made your Social Security decision, it becomes permanent. And so you don't want to, and also if you take it early, that's permanent as well. So you want to make sure that you do it properly, you think through it, and you understand the pluses and minuses of different things. Our retirement planners in our firm are all certified and trained in Social Security, in Medicare, all the decisions that you're going to need to make, and we want to help you to make those decisions properly. So if you want to talk with somebody that can help you on the income taxation of your Social Security, when and how you should take your Social Security benefits, navigating all the ins and outs of Medicare and all that kind of stuff, that's what we do, and that's what makes us different. And we want to help you with it, so go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And again, attend our seminars, watch our videos, read our articles, or better yet, click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'll sit down with you, and we'll build for you an entire retirement cash flow plan. We'll help you make Social Security decisions, all that kind of stuff, and we'll do it at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that is fantastic. That's why we're here. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, there's no charge, there's no obligation, and as I said, we will part friends.
So, I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. So, ladies and gentlemen, take full advantage of it. We want to help you, and we can't help you if you don't help us to help you, as the old thing says. So, rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to protect yourself from a potential market crash in 2022. So, stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we're here to help you to understand and navigate and succeed in the land of retirement planning. And every week on this show, we go through the fjords, we go through the backwaters, we go through all, we navigate everything, we sail through the land of retirement planning for you. And our goal is to help you to have financial peace of mind. Our goal is for your money to last as long as you do. And mostly, we want your retirement to be your second childhood without parental supervision. So what does that mean to you? Whatever it is, we want to help facilitate that. We want you to go play. We want you to have fun. We want you to enjoy. That's what we're all about. And if we can do that, then we feel like we've done a good thing. And our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, we podcast this show so you can subscribe to it and have it delivered to your device whenever you'd like. We also have videos for you to watch. You know, our videos have had almost 300,000 views just in the last, 4 months? It's insane. And if you'd like to watch our videos on Social Security and on retirement planning ideas and all that, if you're a visual person, then we've got that for you. We've got articles, everything designed around helping you to achieve your success. And also, Inc. named us one of the top the 5,000 fastest growing companies, actually twice. And you know, while we're flattered by that, we think that the reason why we've experienced the growth that we have is because our strategies, our philosophies resonate with the people that we want to work with, and that's you. We want to protect what you've built. We believe that growth is important, but protecting principal is even more important. We believe that you should only take as much risk as is necessary to achieve your financial goals. So we're not about making the most money possible. We're about making your money last as long as you do. Okay, and we've said this before. We're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And there's a huge difference between those two. And I think you understand that difference. So in our firm, I want to talk with you in this segment about how to protect yourself from a market crash in 2022. Now, if you heard the first segment, I said that our fearless forecast for this year is that we're going to see the Dow at 40,000 this year. So obviously that means that we're bullish. We think it's going to be a good year. But subject to perhaps a Federal Reserve mistake, they're trying to unwind all the stimulus that they've done. If they do it incorrectly, they could break something. And if they do, we could have a significant market correction. And yeah, we don't want that to be the sound of your retirement. Trust me. That's not good. And so we want to talk now about how to protect yourself from a potential market crash that may come this year. We don't know, but it's good to be prepared regardless. Don't you agree? So here's what, first of all, we start with our investment principles. You know, as with most things, you need to start with what are your values, what are your views, what guides your decision making. So the first thing that we say is take only as much risk as necessary to accomplish your financial goals. So that's the first thing. We don't want to take any more risk than is necessary because, you know, despite what Michael Douglas said in that movie years ago, you know, greed is not good, okay? If you get greedy with your investments, then guess what? The market has a way of spanking your bottom bright red, and bright red bottoms only look good on baboons, okay? They don't look good on humans. We don't like that. You don't want to have a bright red bottom. So we want to make sure that the market doesn't spank you and give you a bright red bottom. So one of the things that we believe then is that you should diversify. And we talked in the second segment this week about how to determine, you know, the amount of risk that you need to take. Now, once you've determined the amount of risk, then you build the portfolio around taking only as much risk as you need to accomplish your goals. So the portfolio, therefore, is designed to maximize returns, but based on that amount of risk, not anything more. If you go for more, as I said, you're running the risk of losing a lot as well. We don't want that. So diversification is the first step in protecting yourself from a market crash, but it's not enough. And the reason why is because, yes, diversification can dampen or reduce the amount of loss that you could have. But keep in mind that in 2008, a 60-40 portfolio didn't go down 57% like a 100% stock portfolio did, but assuming it's invested in the S&P 500 index fund, then what would happen is that even a 60-40 went down 37% in 2008. So that's too much of a loss for most of our clients anyway, and I suspect it's too much of a loss for you if you want to retire or you're there already. So even diversification is important. 37% loss is better than a 57% loss, absolutely, but 37 is too much. So we believe you should have a strategic overlay that says, you know what? It's time to take my marbles and go home. It's time for me to get out and protect what I've got. I've had enough. I'm out. Okay? And, you know, Kenny Rogers, the singer, you know, you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. I mean, in what endeavor in life do you not have to know when it's time to fold them? And why is it that in the investment world, you have to buy and hold and never fold? Okay? You have to stay in no matter how much you're losing, no matter how bad the hand you're dealt is. It doesn't matter. You got to stay in and you got to buy and hold. We don't believe that. We believe that there's a time when you should sell. And we call it invest and protect. And our strategy, we can go over with you if you'd like to visit with us. You can go to our website, learn about it. But basically, those are the things that we believe are important. The number one thing is determine how much risk is appropriate for you and don't take any more than that. Secondly, build a portfolio that is designed to take that amount of risk and gives you the return that can support the lifestyle that you want, and hopefully does that. And then thirdly, have a strategy to protect all of the above. Okay? And, you know, nobody knows when the next bear market's gonna come. Nobody knows when the big bad drop is gonna happen. And usually those big bad drops happen from something that nobody expected. So the thing that everybody's talking about, the thing that everybody is worried about, is not the one. I can just tell you that right now. In my experience, I've been doing this for 30 years, rarely has the market dropped into a big bad bear over something that everybody knew. Okay, it's usually something that suddenly happens. The dot-com crash, you know, there are people who say, well, everybody knew. No, they didn't. It in retrospect, it was a surprise. 2008 was a surprise. The pandemic was a surprise. So you got to prepare for the surprises. And if you do that, we think you should be okay. So our website is rpoa.com to learn about our investment protect strategy, to watch videos, articles, podcasts, and to attend our virtual seminars. All of that's there for you, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on to your wonderful spouse all that you have and protect it for them for their lifetime. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. But anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and I am your host, Ken Morafe, and I am Senior Retirement Planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, so that means that we work with the most wonderful, exciting, happy, go lucky people in the whole world, and that is people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And you know, there's something about people who just retired. You know, when I meet with a client who finally has gotten to the place where they're going to retire, and they come into the office, you know, or we meet over a Zoom call, and now they're retired, they look different. They sound different. Their skin color is even different. It's just amazing the transformation that happens. And it's so wonderful. And I'm so happy for all of you that that are able to retire. And if we can help to facilitate your retirement, if we can help that, then you know what? I think we've done a noble thing. And that's our goal, is to help you to achieve financial peace of mind, to have your money last as long as you do. We want that for you. And our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, we can you can podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe to it. We also have videos. We have articles. We have seminars you can attend on Social Security, on retirement planning. We have all kinds of resources, and they're all there to help you to achieve your second childhood without parental supervision, which is what we call your retirement. Now, let's assume you've done it all right, and you've done a heck of a job, you've accumulated a bunch of money, and you've lived your life, and you've had a wonderful time. And now we're going to talk about what happens after you pass away, okay? Which is not a pleasant topic, but it is something to talk about, which is our estate planning. And so this week, I want to talk with you about creating a trust for the benefit of your spouse. So if you go first and you want to make sure your spouse is taken care of, then this would be a trust for you. It's called a Q-tip, like the thing you stick in your ear. Now, before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now this week, we're going to not, as we do normally, talk about passing it on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. This week, we're going to talk about how to pass it on to your very generous, deserving, and very washed spouse. And I've seen your spouse, very, very clean, I must say. And so this is, we're going to talk about a kind of trust. It's called a Q-tip trust. Qualified Terminal Interest Property is what that stands for. But basically, it's a trust that you leave for your spouse. So why would you want to do this? Well, for several reasons. One is, perhaps your spouse is not financially oriented, and you want to make sure that you have somebody there to help make those financial decisions. That's one reason. Another reason is that once you put the money into the trust, so upon your death, what your will says or your living trust says is, I want to put my share of the estate into a trust for the benefit of my spouse. So what this does then is that he or she has full access to the money. You're not taking away their ability to access the money. But what you are doing is you are creating a wall around the money that you're leaving, the property that you're leaving, that is now protected from lawsuits. if your spouse ever gets into a lawsuit and loses, guess what? Because it's in the trust, nobody can get in there and take that money. It protects your spouse if he or she declares bankruptcy. Because again, the trust didn't declare bankruptcy, your spouse did. And therefore, there's no access to the money in the trust because of that. As I said, you could have help with managing the money, making decisions on that. If you are a Brady Bunch family, one of the reasons for having a Q-tip or a trust for your spouse is because now what you can say is, I want my share of our money to be there for the benefit of my spouse while they're living, but upon their death, I want the money to go to my children, not theirs, okay? Because one of the things that could happen, and I've seen it, is that, you know, the husband dies, leaves it to the, well, actually, I should say it the other way. Very few of our ladies, when they're widowed, get remarried. So I'm going to reword that. The wife dies, and the husband inherits, and most of our men who are widowed are remarried within a year. I'll tell you that. It's really interesting. But they get remarried, they die, and now it goes to the new wife's children. The original spouse never met those people. And the last thing she wants is her share of the money to go to the children of a woman she's never met before. So if you have it in the Q-tip trust, then you're guaranteeing that the money will then go to your how you want it to and to whom you want it to after your spouse dies. So all of,
oh dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
Yes, it is. And you know, well, it isn't, because it actually is true. Now, the other thing about the Q-tip trust is that you can give your surviving spouse control over that money. So you're not taking away their ability to spend it for what they need, to use it for what they want to. You can name them the trustee if you wish, and therefore they have full control over where it's invested, all the decision-making, etc. So there's no lack of access for your spouse. A lot of times people get really nervous about trusts because they think, oh no, you know, the money's locked up. Well, that's actually not the case. So the Q-tip trust is a tremendous vehicle and one that you may want to consider. Now, again, don't do any of the stuff we talk about on this show by yourself. Talk to an attorney or talk to a professional. So here's what I'd suggest. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And if you click on Meet with an Advisor, we'll put you in touch with one of our professionals. They're retirement planners. They'll help you to build your retirement plan. We'll help you to look at your income taxes, your estate planning, all the above, Social Security, 401k decisions. We'll help you with all of that at no charge or obligation. We want you to have the successful retirement that you want. Okay, so go to our website, rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show's over already. Wow, it's gone by quickly. Here's the Dow 40,000. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is the end.
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Murray or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.